Proclamation number 8896 of 18th of December, 1964. Correction of false doctrines. How significant it is that you take refuge in me in every spiritual trouble, that I have to emphasize again and again, because with it you give me full right to protect you from my opponent, who will try everything to again gain his power over you. But you can be unconcerned. He no longer has a right to you, and his efforts are fruitless. And so you can also be convinced of it that you cannot get into wrong thinking when you hand yourselves over to me. You can be certain that I teach you myself and that my word is truth. Because I alone am the light. Who comes to me, he will also stand in the light, and I will reveal myself to him. I.e., I will instruct him truthfully, because I alone can overlook the danger of a misguided teaching and because I do everything to lead men to truth. Believe that you must accept the truth and free yourselves from error if you want to attain the right knowledge, which can only ever be found in truth. You do not recognize the great danger of erroneous thinking, but no misguided teaching remains without consequences. It always draws further misguided teachings after it, and thus you get caught in a net of him who tries everything to confuse you, but who has no power over you when you take refuge with me in spiritual adversity and ask for protection from him. Then you can confidently hand yourselves over to my guidance. I will give you clarification in every question which moves you. And I will truly not fail to also give you the reasons why you are unable to distinguish truth from error. Let every man reflect on spiritual material supplied to him. And let him ask me for enlightenment of spirit. Then he will also become suspicious about an erroneous teaching, which cannot be from me, because I always only hand out truth. But it is enough for you to know that a person has received spiritual knowledge from me, and thus you accept it without hesitation in the belief that it can only be truth which is now conveyed to people through him. But you do not consider that this human being was also of weak flesh and that my adversary was then also able to make use of him. And also did it when the possibility existed to spread a veil again over the bright light which came forth from me. I did not resist him, nor could I resist him because this was his right. But every thinking man should have recognized the error when he took note of it in the intimate bond with me. Because also my servant was not under compulsion of will, he was also free, and he should only have addressed the request for protection from error to me before, but which he did not do. And I allowed it because I also now again put the condition to the readers to demand truth in all seriousness to let them recognize error as such. Because the thoughtless adoption of spiritual material is not enough. The desire for truth remains decisive at all times whether men move in it. And that I have again and again corrected such erroneous teachings when a man has doubted it, that everyone himself will be able to confirm, who has seriously put this question to me. Why I also now again give enlightenment to the few, who take offense at it, that they do not, are to, want to see in me myself the outcome of evil and because they therefore do not want to accept a teaching, which puts the image of a perfect God and Creator to them as doubtful. But everyone can come to the opinion that perfection cannot be denied to me, but what my opponent seeks to achieve through the spreading of an erroneous teaching. Amen.